My guest at this time is Adele Keim. She's legal counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. She joins us today to talk about the case of Berenelle Stutzman. That's the 71-year-old woman in Washington State, a florist, who was sued for refusing to provide floral arrangements for a same-sex wedding. She was sued by the state. She was sued by the ACLU. And now, unless the Washington State Supreme Court decides differently, she'll be forced to pay the legal fees for the man who originally sued her, who wanted the flowers at the same-sex wedding. And Adele, thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
These arguments have taken place on Tuesday. What do we know about how those proceedings went?
We think they went well. Berenelle's case is a fascinating one because we know that we live in a pluralistic society. If there's anything that's true about people in the United States of America, it's that we disagree about important issues, things like sex, things like religion. You name it, and you can find two Americans with different views on it. The issue in Berenelle's case is that the power of the state is being used to punish her because she expressed her disagreement. Berenelle Stutzman has employed LGBT people and served LGBT people, including the couple that has turned around and sued her, for two decades. She runs a small florist business creating custom floral designs. She served this couple for 9 years. She made their Valentine's Day arrangements for years. But when Rob Ingersoll came to her and asked her to do the custom arrangements for his wedding, she took his hands and with tears in her eyes, she said, "My faith doesn't allow me to do that." See, she's a Southern Baptist, and participating in a same-sex wedding was just something she felt she couldn't do. Instead of saying, "I understand, we're going to go our separate ways," he started talking about it to the media. The state attorney general heard about it and made an issue out of it, even suing Berenelle. The ACLU soon joined the lawsuit, and Berenelle now stands to lose not just her business, but also her home and her life savings. She's being held personally liable. The gay couple, in the meantime, were given the flowers for free by another florist. The court held that they suffered less than $8 in damages.
We're talking with Adele Keim of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. How did it get this far? Because obviously, if you're at the state Supreme Court, other courts have ruled against her.
Absolutely. Well, the other courts below have held that she violated Washington State's anti-discrimination law. There's no question that discrimination is an important issue, and it should be addressed by our laws. But when you have a situation like this where Berenelle serves and employs gay people without discrimination but didn't want to be personally involved in what she viewed as a ceremony with religious significance, it's not really discrimination, is it?
What are we talking about in terms of the damages? Obviously, you said she could lose her livelihood, she could lose her home, her life savings. Just how many legal fees have been racked up here?
Well, we've gone through two or three layers of courts, so it's in the tens of thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. In fact, if Berenelle loses at the Supreme Court, this case will be kicked back down to the trial level, and there'll be lengthy wrangling over how much she has to pay. Let's be clear here. For Berenelle, the issue has never been about money. The state offered to settle the case for a couple of thousand dollars a few years ago, and she said, "I can't, because if I settle for that money, you're going to require me to participate in same-sex weddings in the future, and my faith just doesn't allow that." So Berenelle has decided that this is an issue that she is meaningful enough to her that she has to take a stand. The sad thing about this case is there is a way to go forward, both protecting people from discrimination when they enter into a place of business, but also keeping small business owners, people like Berenelle, from being coerced to participate in religious ceremonies that they can't in good conscience do. If people were able to sit down and talk with each other and come to an agreement, these things could be worked out. But instead, here, the power of the state's being used against Berenelle because she has a different view.
Let's talk a little bit about the Washington State Supreme Court. This is the same court, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Adele, that recently ruled that a pro-life pharmacist had to sell abortifacient drugs, even though they could recommend other pharmacies in a very short radius where people could find those drugs if they wished to. They believed it violated their religious liberty as well. So how much confidence do you have in this court?
You know, when a court doesn't understand the difference between protecting someone's conscience and ensuring access to services, we're in a bad situation. We are hopeful the number of people who have joined Baronel in her plea for justice and protection is enormous. It's 27 law professors. Actually, 13 states from around the country have filed briefs supporting Baronel. It's the National Latino Christian Leadership Caucus has joined her. African-American pastors have joined her and stood with her and said, there are many, many thousands of Baronels out there and have asked the court to protect her from the misuse of this law. So we're hopeful that with this chorus of support for Baronel Stutzman, the Washington State Supreme Court will take another look and reconsider.
Last question for you, Adele. Regardless of which way the Supreme Court in Washington State comes down, if they hold her responsible or if they clear her here, what does it mean for the future of this debate over religious liberty and particularly vendors and in concert with the same-sex ceremonies?
We have to find a way to get along because the people on both sides of this debate are not going anywhere. And so the future of this debate is that it's going to continue. And we need to find a way to settle these disagreements respectfully without forcing people out of businesses, out of their homes, out of their life savings. Over what is a difference of opinion, we have to find a way to settle these disputes peacefully. And Baronel's case will be part of that conversation for years to come.
Adele, we'll leave it there and we'll wait for a ruling. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Adele Keim is a legal counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. The Beckett Fund filed a friend of the court brief defending Baronel Stutzman in light of Tuesday's hearings before the Washington State Supreme Court. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.